You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Travel.
Well, this afternoon, we join Iga Motilska, and she's behind the travel blog, Iga Journeys, and you go to igajourneys.com. And today we're looking at open air outdoor activities in Cape Town. So we're taking you to Cape Town in a way we haven't before. And Iga's curated some really cool activities that really go with the weather. Sometimes the Cape Town sky is unlike anywhere else in the country. I don't know if you've picked that up as well, Iga, which makes this list really something to explore.
Yes, absolutely. Good afternoon, Azania from the Mother City. I must say, I might never return to Joburg at this rate, but the weather has been lovely these last few days. It is a little bit windy. You might hear the wind in the background, but the weather's been absolutely awesome. And as you say, especially now during this pandemic, if we are traveling locally, it's so important, I think, to do so outdoors in the open air.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's something, a proposition that a lot of places are starting to tell their patrons about, that we have an outdoor deck if it's a restaurant, or that it's an outdoor activity, so that, you know, there's a level of a little bit more comfort as far as COVID-19 is concerned. So what have you been able to find that makes for great outdoor activities?
Something that's really popular among Cape Townians, and of course because it gives you the chance just to enjoy the beautiful beaches, is Secret Sunrise and Secret Sunset. Essentially, it's a silent guided dance movement. I'm a huge dancer. I love it. I've really been missing it, but I don't feel comfortable doing it in the club. And so essentially what it does is everyone gets earphones. It's a way to increase your mindfulness and willfulness. They've got a number of sessions in and around Cape Town, from various beaches to rooftops, parks, and they've even had a few on Table Mountain. And it's just a nice way to connect socially in a responsible manner. You can pre-book your tickets on quickhit.co.za, and early bird tickets go for R75. Once those are sold out, you can look at paying at around R120. But do be aware that they are limited tickets. So when you see an event, make sure you snap them up.
Yeah, and pre-book in advance. And then what do the beaches have to offer, especially the beaches that are lesser known?
Yes. So, of course, everyone loves Cape Town beaches, and we know the popular ones, Clifton, Camps Bay and so on. But one that is lesser known that I discovered a while back is Smitwinkel Bay. It's gorgeous. It's along the main road of the Peninsula Tour, if you're doing that, if you're doing a little bit of a road trip. And it's just as you're about to head along Chapman's Peak back to Cape Town. It's exceptionally picturesque, and it's quite secluded because it does require a little bit of a walk down to the beach. But you can park by Smitwinkel hiking route. There's a parking bay there, and it's simply gorgeous. A number of others that are quite popular, Scarborough Beach. It's rather quiet as well. You've got undisturbed natural city beaches there. Great dunes as well. Of course, Melkbosstrand. That's perfect if you want to take some long strolls along the beach. And for beautiful views of Table Mountain, you have to head to Blåbergstrand.
Yes, I did
absolutely
an early
gorgeous
morning walk there over the Easter weekend, and it's the perfect or best view of Table Mountain. And then that's on your left, and then on the right, you actually get to see Robben Island clearer than anywhere else.
Yes, definitely.
And then if we're going to go more inland, what is there to offer us, for especially for wine lovers?
Yes. So if you want to do wine tasting in a responsible manner, what you can do is you can take the Red City bus to Franschhoek. It's certainly more affordable than if you were to book your own private transportation. Mm. And the great thing is that you can sit at the top where you've got that open air deck. It costs R500, and that includes transfers both ways, as well as a ticket to the Franschhoek wine tram. I don't know if you've heard about it or seen it, Azania, but it's so cool because essentially it's a coordinated hop on, hop off wine tasting route along Franschhoek. So you can go to a number of different wine estates, and they've curated it according to white wines or red wines, so whether you like sparkling wines and so on. And if you time it right, you can spend about up to a few hours across 8 different wine estates that you'll find on a single route. Lots and lots of fun. I visited Borchendaal, Grand Provence, and Holden Mans, but there are so many others as well. And of course, you go in an old little open air tram and buses as well. So that's really good for air circulation and the responsible thing to do so you don't drink and drive.
Absolutely. I just love it. I can imagine a group having fun on and off, hopping on and off and sampling the wines from the different estates and doing it safely. In fact, that sounds like such a vibe. But one thing that Cape Town has exported to Johannesburg are its market trends and the kind of markets like our neighbor goods market. So how are these doing at this time?
Yes. So I must say we went and visited the Oranjezicht City Farm Market last weekend. And I could see that they were counting the number of people going in. You had to sanitize. They were doing temperature checks. And you obviously had to sign all the protocols and all of that. But what's nice is, again, it's outside. There's a lovely seating area where you can sit down and drink your coffee or eat your food. The stalls are sort of kind of fairly well spaced as well, so you can walk around. Of course, you do need to require a mask. I actually was talking on the phone and someone couldn't hear me, so I took it down and they said, no, please put it back on. So very good measures there. But lovely homemade, gourmet things, plants, arts and crafts, little kakkies and bric-a-brac things. So really great place to shop for souvenirs and to go for an early morning cuppa or some breakfast.
Right. And of course, the famous neighbor goods market, which is at the old biscuit mill. And then finally, tell us how we can save, because this is a time when, you know, we have to tighten our belts and watch every single penny.
Absolutely. If you have a look at citypass.co.za, you can buy a 1, 2, 3, or 5-day pass to a number of different attractions in and around Cape Town. There are over 80 attractions that you can experience. And there are also a number of different specials once you get the city pass. And these include some of the top attractions, but also some of the lesser known ones. So you can go to the top of Table Mountain, the cable car. You can also visit Groot Constantia Wine Estate. The Kirstenbosch Botanical Gardens, it's lovely for a walk there, especially at this time of the year. You can also do the city sightseeing hop on and hop off bus. There's so much, like sunset cruises. You can visit Seal Island. You can also do a walking tour in the Boer Cup. So lots and lots of things to do. You can also find some really nice discounts to various restaurants if you buy that city pass. And what's great is that you don't have to carry cash with you. You just get the barcodes. You can have them on your phone or you can print them out. So it's an easy way to skip the queues as well to make the most of your time in the mother city.
A wonderful list, Iga. Thank you so much. That's Iga Motilska. IgaJourneys.com is the name of her blog. And like I said on Monday, we're here to encourage South Africans to travel so that we can bring back tourists, bring back the jobs that were lost during the lockdown.